Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Most of us are suffering from something. You know, we're suffering something in a relationship somewhere. Some of us are suffering physically. Some of us are suffering emotionally. You know, there's a lot of suffering in the world, and people often ask me, you know, well, how do you deal with it? And I think I have maybe a unique approach, I would say, after having been through a lot in my life. I've been through car accidents and brain injuries and broken nearly every bone, it feels like, at this point in my life, because some of our adventures and some of our accidents that I've had, maybe you know my stories, but you know, I've been through a lot physically and a lot emotionally in my life, from the brain injury that left me in a very challenged situation, to such a deep concussion, to struggling every single day to control my emotions, to control my motivation, to try and figure out how to, you know, heal properly physically from the rest of things that happened to me. And I've also, you know, gone through some emotional suffering like anyone else, from losing people, loss of love sometimes, loss of life. You know, we all go through things. But a lot of people, when they say that they're suffering or they're really challenged or they're really hurt, they're really hurt and angry, there's a lot to it, but what's the ultimate solution? You know, no matter where we're at, how do we break through that and overcome that? Well, I call it my war and peace model. You know, my war and peace model is, if you got a challenge or a problem, including suffering in your life, you got to go to war at it, and you have to have peace about it. And here's what I mean by that. I had a friend recently say, Brendan, you know, I'm suffering in my marriage, man. And I said, well, what do you mean you're suffering in your marriage? He said, we're not clicking, we're not doing well, you know, I don't know what's going on. I said, well, okay, well, tell me more about that. And he said, what they were doing, he says, well, we started going to counseling. I said, great, how's that going? He says, well, it's not working. We go to counseling and then we go home, we just fight some more. And I said, well, what else are you doing? He says, what do you mean? I said, what else are you doing? He said, well, we're going to counseling. I said, I know, but what else are you doing? And therein lied his problem. And therein lies a lot of folks' problem in overcoming things in their life. They try one thing to solve it, one thing. And that's why they fail. Because major challenges, major frustrations, major problems in our lives demand multiple areas of attack. It's like when you go to war, I mean, you send in the planes, you send in the ground troops, you send in people from the flank, from the front. I mean, you go at it all sides trying to win. And if you got a major challenge, problem, or struggle in your life, they're gonna go all sides. This guy, I was like, hey, you know what? You need to go out and start interviewing couples who've been married for a long period of time. What were their secrets? What books are you reading? What are you reading online? Who are you connecting with who can mentor you, coach you through besides just the counselor? What are you doing specifically? Activities, real things. How are you being more present? Tell me, what are all the strategies you're putting into this game to win? And he was just like, what? And I know that's overwhelming to people, but come on. Are you really gonna overcome your challenges if you don't overwhelm them, right? You're so overwhelmed with the suffering and the challenge and the frustrations, you gotta start overwhelming those things with the number of areas you're hitting that baby. I remember when I went bankrupt, I was like, okay, I have this dream to write these books and to become a trainer. I'm gonna try everything, man. I'm gonna bust through this thing. I'm gonna put every direction that I can on this thing to move the needle financially in my life. And then when I get one that hits, boom, I'm gonna commit to that and work it. And you know, if something else isn't working enough, then I'll add another element, another strategy, and stack all these strategies on until pow, I took that thing out. You know, I think that's what we have to do. We have to overwhelm the very obstacles we have in our lives in order to obliterate them. Now, if that sounds way too masculine energy for you, that's okay, because I said the strategy is called war and peace. We also have to learn to be at peace with the struggles. We have to learn to be patient with them as well. We have to allow the struggle in our life. I always say to people, you know what? Honor the struggle. Honor the suffering. Honor the challenges. Honor that deep, dark frustration, those emotions that are negative, those things that really freak us out, honor those things. If you've got struggle in your life, honor it. Know that that thing has been put before you by a divine hand in order to challenge you, in order to make you a better person, in order to make you more loving, in order to make you pay attention, in order to make you to honor and find the zest in life. And if you don't believe in a divine hand or the cosmos or anything, at least look at it and say, you know what? Maybe this thing I could use to appreciate life even better. Even if you can't ever, if you can never obliterate that thing, if you can never fix it, to at least be at peace with what it is. You know, it's like war and peace. You know, I lost my dad to acute myeloid leukemia in 2009. And from diagnosis to death was just 59 days. So we didn't have a lot of time. And one of the things I remember from that experience that still I'm always amazed by was the peace that he had in the final weeks about his life going away. You know, he accepted it. He fought what he could, believe me, he fought. I mean, he was a Marine, he fought. But he accepted as well, you know? He knew he was doing his best. He was putting full play and force to overcome that, went through multiple chemos, multiple challenges. I mean, he went through everything he could. But as he was going through it, he was also at peace with it. There's a presence to being a warrior, right? You've heard the peaceful warrior concept. It's like you can have a presence and a peace to it while you're fighting, to know that maybe you can't change the outcome, but you're gonna work your best towards it. And as you're working your best towards it, you're gonna be okay with yourself. You're gonna honor that the struggle is okay, that working through and being frustrated and challenged or scared or overwhelmed or freaked out as you're working through something, it's okay. Be at peace with it. Look at it and say, this is the way it's supposed to be right now. I'm trying to make it better, but as the world is right now, I'm okay with it. To accept the world as it is a higher level of consciousness, even as we seek to change it, right? It doesn't mean we have to approve of it. I'm not saying we have to approve it. I'm definitely not saying we have to settle with it. But to accept it as it is, to have no negative attachment or you know, baggage to the way the world is right now. It's like, no, it's cool. Everything is good right now, okay? You don't need anything else. Right now, wherever you're at and struggling through and suffering with things, I get it. It's okay. Now, what are we gonna do to try and improve it? Asking those types of questions and finding that type of peace as we work from every angle to improve our lives, that makes us smarter. That makes us more likely to break through. And that's the journey that I hope that we can all take together as we do face those inevitable struggles, those inevitable sufferings and challenges of life, to meet them with that style of grace and positive attitude, that style of presence and consciousness. What more could we ask from living the charged life? Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.